We are beginning Sefer Nezikin today in the Rambam. Nezikin, which refers to damages, injuries, etc. There are five separate sections in Hilchos Nezikin. There's Nizkei Mamon, which are monetary damages. Geneva is the second section, type of stealing. Gzeila and Aveda is also another type of stealing, along with lost objects. Then there's Chovul Amazik, which is injuries to humans. And then finally, Rotseach HaShmiras Nefesh, which has to do with murder. So we're going to begin with Nizkei Mamon, which are monetary areas. And in comparison, obviously, to what we've done in Sefer Tahara, this will be probably a lot easier, and there's a lot more familiarity with this stuff. So to begin with the Hakdama to Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, the Rambam says, Yishev Chalon Arba Mitzvos Aseh, there are four positive commandments. Din Shor, Din Haver, Din Habor, V'Din Havar. So basically, you have the halacha of any damage caused by an ox, as which means, which you'll see here, mean ox is the key case, and here the ox is goring something. The second one has to do with any eating by the animal, okay, grazing. Bor is literally any damage that's caused by a pit, and then havara is any damage that's caused by fire. So Rambam, of course, is going to explain these mitzvahs in these various chapters. Okay, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, Kol Nefesh Chaya Shehi Bereshuso Shel Adam Shezika Habaylim. It's any living animal owned by somebody that damages somebody else. Chayavin l'shalem, excuse me, shezika, habaylim, chayavin l'shalem. So when it caused damages, the owner or owners are chayav to pay, terei mamonam hizik, because what we basically say is that their property, right, their what they own, caused damage. Nemar, gigov shor ish es shor re'ehu. Echad ashor ve'echad shor behem chayavov. So when he uses shor or an ox, it means any animal, whether it's undomesticated or a bird. Lo divra kasa b'shor ela behove. So it just uses ox because that's the common case. Okay, halacha beis. The kalam mishalim. So how much do you pay? Im hizika b'dvaram shadarach alaso som tamid kamina griyasa. So if the animal caused damage through a mechanism that it normally does, could go and pay mish achla teben or amir. Let's say, for instance, an animal eats straw, and o shehizika biragla kaderach hiluchor. Or let's say it caused damage, and the damage is caused by eating the straw, or let's say it caused damage by just normal walking. Chay l'shalim nezik shalim min hayafe shem nechasa. So you have to pay the full amount from the best property that you have. Shenemar. Meitav sadeh, meitav karma yishalem. Vim shinas v'asas maisim she'in d'arka l'aso som tamid v'izika v'hen. But let's say the animal did not do the normal activities it did, and those abnormal activities caused damage. It could go in shor she'nagach or nashach, like for instance, an ox that goes out and gores or bites, for instance, another animal. Chayav l'shalem chati nezek v'guf ha'mazik atzmo. So the owner is chayav to pay half the damage it's caused, and it can't be what it called, it has to come from the animal that caused the damage. Shenemar umachro es ashor achai v'chitzo es kaspa. Okay, halacha gimel. Now ketzad. So how does this work? Shor shava mana. So let's say a shor is worth a mana. Shenagach l'shor shava esrim. And let's say it gores an ox that's worth 20. V'hemiso, and it kills it. Right? Nevela shava arba, and the carcass is worth 4. Ba'al ashor chai l'shalim shmona. So now the owner of the ox must pay 8. Shehu chatzi nezek, because that would be considered half the loss suffered by the owner of the killed ox. And he only has to pay from the, so to speak, body of the animal that caused the damage. Therefore, im hamis shor shavet esrim. Let's say a shor that was worth 20 killed l'shor shavet masayim, killed a shor that's worth 200 vanavela shavet mana, and the carcass is worth only a mana, a small amount. So the owner of the carcass can't tell the owner of the living animal, Tenli Chamishim, give me 50, because that's going to be worth way more than what the original animal's worth. Ela Omer lo, Hare Shorja Hizik Lepanecha Kacheo. Rather, what does he say? He says, here's the ox that caused the damage. Take it. Kacheo Belech. Take it and go. Afilin Shrab El Dinar, even if it's only worth a dinar. Vechain Kol Kayotze Bezeh. Vachadada Osa Maisa Shadarcho Lasoso Tamid Kamiya Griaso. So muad, which is a very common term used in Nezikin, muad means an action done by an animal that is just acting in line with its normal behavior. But if the animal changes and does an action that it doesn't normally do, so for instance, like the case of the ox that gores, tam, that's what's called a tam. And when it's making the change, right? But let's say when it changes behavior, it does it multiple times in a row. Nasa muad osa davar shehor garbo. It becomes muad to the specific action it's starting to do on a normal basis. Shenemar onoda kishor nagach hu. Okay, look ahead. Now, chamisha ma'asim tamim yesh reva hema. So there are five types of activities that are considered to be deviations. Yesh reva ve'im huado le'echa mehen nasis mu'ad es losa ma'asa. And if he becomes mu'ad to one of them, so that's only to, if he becomes mu'ad to one of them, he's always mu'ad for that one. Ve'elohen. So these are the actions. Ha'vehema inu mu'ad es mitchilasa. So an animal is considered not to be considered muad, or meaning normal behavior from the outset. Lo ligach, lo ligach, lo lishach, lo lirbot, sakem dolim, lo libot. So these are the big five. So it doesn't, we assume it doesn't core, excuse me, gore, doesn't butt, it doesn't bite, it doesn't ride over or lie down on large vessels, and nor does it kick. Then muad alecha mehen. But if it started doing any one of these normally, harezu muad islo, becomes muad to it. Aval hashein. But when it comes to what it called eating, it's only going to normally eat that which it normally eats. The haregel, when it comes to what it called treading on something, that whatever, let's say it's a large animal, we're going to assume through walking, it's going to destroy, break objects that normally would break, and it's normal walking. And we assume an animal is also, normally speaking from the outset, it's prone to go ahead and lie down on small containers, and crush them. That's a normal thing that an animal would do. So five types of animals are considered muad, meaning normally their actions do cause damage from the outset, right? Right from the beginning. So, and this applies even if they become domesticated. Therefore, these animals went ahead and killed another animal, let's say, through goring or etc. So then I'm chayev to have nezek shalem, complete payment, not chatzi nezek. Be'elohen, see, those are the animals that are like that. There is hazeev, hariv, adova, nemer, v'habardalos. This is based on the Gemara. So you have the wolf, the lion, bear, tiger, and a leopard. V'chein anachash shen nashach. So to a snake that bites, it's zem, harezem muad. If you lie a tarbus, it's considered to be muad, even if it is domesticated. L'chazayin, kol muad misham nezek shalem in a yafesh im nechasov. So anytime that I'm paying for an animal that was defined as muad for damages it did, I pay the full nezek from the best property that I own. But when it comes to the tam case, which is the abnormal behavior, then I pay half nezek from the damages, but excuse me, from the object itself. This only applies when the animal, my animal, went to the rishus, was in the, and went to the domain, the property belonging to the person who's now going to be the recipient of damage. But if the person or thing that was going to be damaged enter into the rishus of the person or animal that's going to cause a damage, then it raises a potter on the call. So if Shimon's animal wanders into Reuven's property, and then Reuven's animal ends up hurting Shimon's animal, potter, sherehu omer lo, because he's going to say to him, you didn't need to come. If the animal didn't come into my property, the damage never would occur. It says openly, let's say the animal caused damage in a public domain or in a courtyard, that doesn't belong to the owner, that doesn't belong to either one of the parties involved, nor to the damage render, nor to the person who got damaged. Or if it's a co-owned chatzar, courtyard, and normally you keep fruit there, to bring an animal in, could go in, like for instance in the valley, if it went ahead and ate it or walked over it and it caused damage in the normal way, why? Because it has permission to go walk over there. And it's normal for the animal to walk wherever it wants to walk in that area. And a normal byproduct of that is to cause this type of damage. Right, but let's say it went ahead and caused damage by goring or one of the other ones, which we've mentioned before, which are all abnormal. So if it's abnormal, it's a tam, then we pay half. And of course, if it's a muat, any one of those actions, you pay the complete nezek. Let's say the chatzar is jointly owned and it's set aside only for fruits, let's say, below the hachnasla behema, but not to bring an animal inside. The hechnasla echa min ashutven behemto. Let's say one of the two partners, co-owners, had their animal come inside, bizika and cause damage, then chayv afil al shein baregel. Then you're chayv even on eating or treading. So too, if it, what do you call it, they both agree that it's there, that an animal could be inside, but only One of them had rishus to have the animal in there. Only one of them had rishus lahaknas laperis to bring produce inside. Vizika peirosav, and then the animal that was in there caused damage to, let's say, my fruits. But I was the only one who was allowed to store fruits in the courtyard. Chayev afal shem al regal. Then be chayev if the animal did any damage, whether it's eating or walking over. So there are three main categories: av, remember this from Hilchos Shabbos and from Tumah. These are like the primary categories, the meta categories that exist by shore, by oxes. There's there's shore. There's karen shen rega. So there is goring, eating, and walking over. Tolos akara. Now sub derivatives of, let's say, goring, negif and ashicha or bitza bita. So those include butting, biting, lying, and kicking. Tolos ashein. The derivatives of eating. So the classic case is, let's say it's scratching itself on the wall to benefit itself, but it causes damage. So too, if it destroying fruits for its benefit. Tolos aregel, derivatives of walking over. Hizika begufa derechilucha, it damaged it with its body while walking over it. Or shizika bisara, or it damaged it with its hair derechilucha while walking. Oshe kishacha. Bizinva, or let's say when it moved its tail back and forth, of oka shaleb prumbaya, or let's say with its saddle, or bit prumbaya shabapia, or with a bit in its mouth, bizuk shabatsavara, or with the ballots around its neck, bechain chamor, so to a donkey, shizik maso, that damages with the load it's carrying, bishasi lucho, when it's walking, the agala mushekhes, shizika bishas mishichasa, or let's say it's pulling a cart that now causes damage while pulling the cart. Call Elo Tolos Regal. These are all considered derivatives of Regalheim. Rishus Rabbim Turim in a public domain, your Pater. Rishus Nizak Mishalman Nezek Shalim. But if it's in the Rishus of the person who got damaged, then you pay the entire Nezek Shalim. Lach Yid Aleph. Now Kish Kisha Bezinva. Right. Let's say it's Kishichus Rab. Let's say it's swinging its tail back and forth in a very fast abnormal pace. Shein Darcha Tamid. That's not normal. Bizika Rishus Rabbim, and it causes damage in a public domain. Okay. Oshe Kishishcha. Begidshala b'shus rabim, or let's say it swings its genitals in an abnormal way in a public domain, vizikan causes damage. Pata bim tafas anizak gova chatzin ezek mimasha tafas. Right. So if the person who got the damage takes half the he can take half the damage for the amount that's owed to him. Shezed davar safeku, because there's a question here. Im elu todos akaren shechayv le b'shus rabim. Because we say, is the derivative of Karen that you're chayiv in a public domain? Or todos regal shapatar levishus rabim? Or is your chayiv because of walking over, which in this case would be patar, in a public domain? That ends Parak Aleph, and we will continue with Parak Beis tomorrow.